Today's podcast is brought to you by Jane Jack Plus over at janejacktv.com with our new fantastic feed. Head over to janejacktv.com and sign up for only $2.99 today. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast, a podcast about movies, television, games, music, sports, and anything else we want to talk about. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast. We're still around. Jack's just been really sick. Almost dead. Yes, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast.
You know, I keep saying that, and people don't listen to me.
Because I think you've cried wolf so many times.
That I'm dying?
That you're dying, that they just don't believe
you. I just don't like being sick. I'm not a person that can be sick. I don't like it. It's not a lot of fun. I'm not a lot of fun when I'm sick. Not a lot of fun when I'm not sick. But I'm doing better now. I'm hanging in there, and that's everything. But we have our Autism Speaks podcast coming up this Saturday, April 13th. I believe it's going to be on Ustream.
Ustream is what we're working with right now. Probably going to be Ustream, and we'll have the links up. When's the schedule getting up of all the guests?
The guest is up on Facebook.
It's on the Facebook
page? It's on the Facebook page right now. I'm still waiting on a couple more people.
Oh!
To confirm?
Damon Lindelof is confirmed.
Oh, is he?
Yes, for Friday at 3 o'clock. We're going to record.
Oh, really? Thanks.
6 o'clock our time.
6 o'clock our time?
Yeah. 3 p.m. Pacific.
Nice.
Sorry, I just remembered.
So you just so now I got to be here at 6 o'clock. We're here, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good. It's good to know. So he's going to be put in somewhere during the
12 hours,
because I didn't know I was.
I know that's. He emailed me last night, and I totally forgot about it to just right now.
Nice, nice work, nice work. Well, I'm still waiting on a couple of other people that said they can do it, but they just don't know because they got things going on. But just as soon as I find out, I'll add them to the schedule and we'll be good to go. But the schedule is up right now. We'll just figure out where to put Damon Lindelof when we got time. You know, Damon, when we ever got time, that's when you're going in there.
But that should be pretty exciting. You probably didn't even think I would follow up on it.
I gave up on it.
Yeah.
I had given up on it.
Anyhow.
Well, let's be fair. We had it booked for a certain
date.
He had to reschedule. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I asked for your schedule.
Yep.
And that's like pulling blood out of a turnip. Is that the thing?
Whatever
it is. And I said, finally, I just got sick. And I said, look, I can't deal with it.
Yeah.
So did you go through his
yep. Our contact.
And he got back to you.
Yes.
Nice. He's quick.
What I did was, is I said, so Jack is dying. So I'm doing this on his behalf. So maybe that...
Was that what it was?
The direness of the email that I sent.
And he felt bad. Oh, yeah, it's fellow bald guy. I feel bad. I don't even have any questions now. I had questions 2 weeks ago. Now I don't even have any questions. Yeah.
I was going to talk about the hat for 20 minutes.
Actually, I was going to talk about the hat. That was going to be my question.
Mm-hmm.
I figured I'd talk about the Jets.
Yeah. Benny and the Jets.
Well, he has a new show coming out.
Well, and also Star Trek 2.
Yeah.
Which is probably the biggest thing that he's worked on.
But he's doing an HBO show, isn't he?
I'm not 100% sure.
I'm going to have to look it up.
Okay.
We probably should find that out for Friday.
We should probably do some preparation for this interview.
anyway.
But it's always a good time talking to Damon. And I'm excited about our top 10 TV show theme song.
Yeah, challenge. I will give you one that I'm going to add. Should I give you one that I'm?
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead.
Because I'm going to do Game of Thrones. Will be on my list.
Oh man, see, I was going to use Game of Thrones.
It's going to be on my list.
How high is it going to be on your list?
I don't know.
Okay.
Most of my list will probably. Well, you know what? I've decided to add a few more different ones.
See, mine's going to be completely different, completely overhauled. Because
your list was the worst list in the history
of lists.
That's just
your opinion.
No,
because I only lost by a vote, okay?
You did lose, though.
And jury's still out on whether you cheated to get that extra vote. So,
I will never tell. It was the one and only time I actually cared, because I actually put a lot of time in. I started with like 60 songs and cut it down to 10. You just go, I'm going to put Denver Last Dinosaur. And in fact, you would have won, but you screwed up by putting Full House at number one. That's what cost you, because if you would have put The Fresh Prince at number one, they said you would have won. I still don't know how Fresh Prince could have beat Hawaii 5-0. I still don't get that one, but what are you going to do?
Do you think Hawaii 5-0 would lose some of its edge because it's currently on TV, or will it gain some traction?
It's going to be on my list.
Okay. Because your list.
But I will have Game of Thrones. List. Game of Thrones will be on there.
I don't want to reveal anything yet because I feel it's too soon.
You're not going to have Game of Thrones on there?
I don't know yet because there's a lot of...
Denver list dinosaur.
There's some newer theme songs.
My friend in a soul
that have
more.
Come on since the list. I mean, that was what, a good 3, 4, 5 years ago?
Yeah, and there's shows that I watch now that I didn't watch then that...
Precisely, because I mean, you got newer, like Game of Thrones. You also have New Girl has a catchy theme song that people hate.
Really, you'd put New Girl?
No, I wouldn't put New. I'm just saying, but there's Sykes theme song. I know, you know that.
Which version of it, though? I might do the Spanish version.
So there is other options out there. So either way, I do look forward to this weekend for the 12 hours of
podcasting.
That's
with Ryan. We're doing Ryan and Jen's. I'll have to send them a reminder saying.
And we're also doing the walk in the morning, which I will be running the whole time, and you will be
I'll be
on
crawling.
A scooter.
I'm a little rascal.
Yeah, a little rascal.
A little rascal up there. I've been looking at those things, things that go up the stairs.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking about having that put in, just because.
But once you've given up. You've given up on life, I think, at that point.
I think so. The stairs are killing me. I can't take it anymore.
So how have things been going with you?
I've just been sick.
Yeah.
Just sick, sicker than a dog, not wanting to do anything.
Yeah, my birthday was last week, and didn't even get to see my parents because they were quarantined with whatever norovirus.
Well, you were out of town for your birthday.
I was here for my birthday. I was out of town the weekend after.
No, your birthday's the 27th. You left the 28th.
Yeah, so I was here for my birthday.
Yeah, but you left technically. You left that weekend.
And you guys, we're having the dinner the weekend before, and you guys got sick.
Yep.
But either way.
But we had the dinner wasn't it recently?
Yes, we did have it recently.
Wasn't it, Saturday.
There you go.
I knew it was, but my taste buds are gone, and the soup, which I really look forward to the soup, didn't have any taste to it. The spicy chicken soup, it was like.
Went to Carrabba's, a place I do enjoy. So, had a good week this past weekend, did my first 5K run.
Nice.
And it was Color Mania 5K, and it's where you do the 5K and they throw color at you.
I was like
dyed powder.
Not only would I not want to run it, I wouldn't want people throwing stuff at me.
It's fun. It's part of the fun.
I will say I took a
shower today, which is always a good thing. But there were still, like when I was cleaning out my nose, still purple was coming out of my nose.
Nice. That's nice.
And when I clean my ears, there's still like red coming out of my ear.
That could be blood.
It could be blood, but I'm fairly certain.
You're not supposed to use a Q-tip in your ear, but everybody does. Have you seen that?
You're not supposed to push it too far.
No, you're not supposed to put a Q-tip in your ear at all. Have you seen the commercial?
No, there's a commercial.
There's a commercial out there. Oh, the guy. It's the worst. The kid must be. It must be the grown up kid from Blue Bloods.
Mm-hmm.
Because the kid, the guy will. He takes the Q-tip and goes. Oh, and he makes this like scream like he's been shot. And it's this thing like it's like a gun type thing, like where they take
Oh yeah, where it sucks
it
out.
It sucks
the,
out the.
Yeah, I've seen that.
But the guy that. Oh.
Making me hurt.
It's like, hey, I need someone who can show some pain when they put a Q-tip in there.
Yeah.
Like, this is what I'm looking for. Okay, but we don't want to pay you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to take you. I think the guy worked for free. And if you're listening to the show, I apologize. Maybe it was your...
Well, it's whenever they have those type of infomercials where they're trying to sell something, they make whatever the alternative is, like the most difficult thing, like... they'll have some like fancy screwdriver that does it for you, and they'll show people trying to do a screwdriver. Like, I can't do this.
I can't do it. Oh my gosh, it's crazy. Because I'm watching those things. I got to get that screwdriver.
Yeah, you're a gadget kind of guy. You have a lot of gadgets.
I'm not like my mom. My mom's like nutty gadget. I do have the thing though. I do have the thing where I ordered through SkyMall.
You ordered something on SkyMall?
I did. Yeah, like 6 months ago.
What did you order from SkyMall?
I got the thing that cleans the... Because our house is two stories. It's
actually bought something from SkyMall.
I did. And it's like 20... Our house, I think, is like 25, 30 feet up. And it's got all that stuff.
Yeah.
So you clean the siding.
Mm-hmm.
So I got it. And it's got like a long... It's like a long wand. It's like 15 feet. And you scrub the thing. And it actually works. The only problem is I almost fell off the ladder today, and of course then trying to get the angle, and then all the soap was coming down on top of me, into my eyes, all the dirt and stuff like that. I'm like going, oh! Where's that Q-tip?
Wow. I didn't know people actually buy. I've always wanted to buy something.
I did. And I bought it. Your mom's looking at me like I'm crazy. Mm-hmm. I go, I'm going to buy it because I kept seeing it. And then the next time we got on the plane, it wasn't in the Sky Mall magazine.
So you got it just in time.
But, you know, now I get the Sky Mall magazine. Now they send it to me.
Oh.
I get Sky Mall now. We got it yesterday.
So you subscribe to the Sky Mall magazine?
No, I don't. No, they just, because you're on.
Sure.
You're on their mailing list.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday we got Sky Mall magazine. I don't even have to get on a plane anymore. Now, come on, you get on SkyMall, you get on the plane, what's the first thing you do?
That's how I entertain myself.
Because you're too cheap to buy a book or get a magazine, so you go...
Listen, I'm not that cheap, okay? I'll usually buy a couple shows to watch.
Now you're tight.
But the thing is that, you know, during the takeoff time, you can't use any electronics,
right.
So that's my SkyMall time.
Yeah. Is when I do the same thing. I get on SkyMall, and I go, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool. That'd be cool. Well, I actually, and that I took the Sky Mall magazine mm-hmm. home because mm-hmm. you can. They say you can take it with you. That's not one of those illegal things that you always say, oh, it's illegal. I took it home and I ordered it. I got it. I finally just opened it. I just opened it up today.
Oh, so today was
it's
the first
It's been sitting
use.
In the garage for like, because I had a coupon to get 20% off my next Sky Mall purchase, but it expired.
You have coupons.
But it expired October 12th
uh-huh.
of 2012.
Ah.
So that's how long I've had this. So I probably ordered it probably in the summer. It's been sitting in the garage since summer, and I kept looking at it going, I really got to get out there and scrub that. And I did it. It's like, but I still got a lot more to do. It's a pain. It's a mess.
Okay.
Well, it's not like I can just jump out. You know, it's not like I can just get on an 8-foot ladder and clean it.
Mm-hmm.
It's 30 feet in the air. I could die.
But
he should use like a knife or something, a sword or something, stick in his ear and be more realistic than the Q-tip. Like, I'm going to go to a war with a Q-tip. In fact, the only problem is they think Q-tip. Now I can't get Q-tip out of my head without thinking Warm Taffy from the old Married Man show about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. You remember his Q-tip. He remembers Q-tip story. That's what they should be doing.
Stop. You know what I found that's worse than that, though, is that picture of that kid from Louisville.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch it?
No. I can't. I refuse to. I glanced at a picture because one of my coworkers was like, hey, you want to see something? I'm like, okay, sure, whatever. And he shows me that.
Because you're easy. You want to see something? Okay.
Yeah. What's the harm in that? But
guy in a trench coat. Hey, you want to see something? Sure, yeah.
I was like, that's it. You have to give people fair warning. And what they're going to see is one of the most terrifying things ever.
I told you, I saw, so I was on my charger message board,
mm-hmm.
and they said, don't go find it.
Yeah.
It's the worst thing you've ever seen in your life. I said, it's like Joe Theismann bad. I went, well, I got to go see it.
These are Joe Theismann. He had socks to cover up.
Oh, but Joe Theismann, Lawrence Taylor jumps on him. Joe Theismann goes one way, his leg goes the other way, and then and then Lawrence Taylor right away is like,
yeah.
Well, I don't know if he was waving for the guy to bring him crack cocaine or that Theismann was hurt. And I'm kidding.
Or an underage girl.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. Hey, if Lawrence Taylor's listening, that was Jay that said that. I don't think I could outrun Lawrence Taylor.
Not now.
No. Okay. I probably could when I was younger. I probably could have.
You're in a sad state of affairs.
Yeah.
It's a sad day. When I can run longer and faster than you can.
I was never a long distance runner, though. Okay, I was more speed.
Mm-hmm.
I was like Flash. Now I'm like dead man walking.
Now you're like the sloth.
I'm pathetic.
It's sad.
I'm this thing is whatever I've got. This thing that I'm calling death.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to die.
Maybe that's it. It's just now you're no longer sick. It's just the fear of death.
If this is what death is. I don't want to die. I don't want it.
You're like Don Draper, man. You're fearing the
exactly.
Afterlife.
Just hit me with a truck.
Mm-hmm.
Just hit me with a truck. Make it quick. I don't think I can handle it. I'm just become a wimp. I become one of those people. Those people.
Well, I've become a sort of recreational runner, which is kind of weird.
Nice. How long do you think it'll last?
I want to try and keep it going because I feel good. I feel like healthy.
I always wanted to do a marathon. Yeah, they've done the half marathon.
Yeah.
I did that when I was 14.
We did the 5K. I would like long-term goals, a half marathon, see how that goes. And then if that goes well, maybe try. But that's a huge long ways away. Next step is a 10K.
See, with my hip and back now, I don't think I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because unless I get a hip replacement surgery. And I can't do that.
But I'm proud of myself because I never thought I could do a 5K and I did that.
Because you're not a runner.
I hate it.
You hate running.
But I've actually gotten more enjoyment out of it lately. So
to me, running is boring. It just bores me to tears.
On a treadmill, it's boring. But like I've been doing I do a different run around where I live and kind of go into the... There's some really nice areas where you can just kind of run.
I used to like to run at the beach. Mm-hmm. I used to go when I was younger. We'd go down to Pacific Beach and run down to the beach. And you'd run on the...
Yeah.
Running on the beach was nice. Mm-hmm. It was nice, you know, scenery, nice fresh air. And
yep. Well, that's what's nice about it. It's the fresh air, the sun.
But you're not getting that problem with running on the pavement. It's not good for your shins, not good for your body, not good for your bones. It's not good for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
So I need to start running in the woods.
I don't know about that either. I've seen too many Criminal Mind episodes.
Somebody call 911.
We were watching something the other day. What were we? I was when the guy had the heart attack on Don Draper. He goes, "Hey, let's get some help." He didn't say, "Let's call 911.
Was that before 911 existed?
Exactly.
When did the 911 come out? I don't know.
80s, 90s?
Was it?
We didn't have it when I was a kid. There was no call 911.
Really?
Well, you have to run down to the payphone and hope the payphone works.
There's a rotary dial. It's like...
Well, now you just have payphone boxes. You don't have that. The phone's not even there anymore.
Yeah.
It's just they have the box.
Just in case.
And the kids go, "What's that, mommy?" Kid from Blue Bloods.
Poor kid from Blue Bloods.
We should have him on the podcast. Well, that's nice. We have Damon Lindelof on. It's this Saturday. This Friday.
Friday.
The day before you sure it's this Friday?
Yeah, this Friday. It's at 3 p.m. Eastern.
All right. 3 p.m. Eastern.
I'm sorry, Pacific.
Pacific. You sure?
That's what he said. What's...
No, you're gonna screw this whole thing up.
No, hold on.
It's not easy, is it?
He said, "Hey, Jay, how about we say Friday, April 12th? That's this Friday, right? The 12th at 3 p.m. Pacific.
Which would be 6 p.m. our time.
See? There we go.
We're going to have to get here soon before that.
Sure.
And be ready to go.
Yeah, I get off at 4 o'clock. So.
All right. Okay.
What's the worst that could happen?
We screw up and Damon doesn't get a... No, at least it's working out. But now I'm glad I put out the schedule. And now I got to know. No, it's just it's life of Jay. Because people are like, "Why is Jimmy going first?" Because Jay has to. We had to change the schedule around, so I had to change. So I make Jimmy first because usually we like to close with Jimmy, and then we can drink and do different things. But
it'll be nice because then Jimmy won't get upset that week because we always start him late because Ryan and Jen always take up a bit of the time. So now he'll be happy because we start with him.
We're starting with him, yeah.
So there you go.
We have Jorge Garcia is going to be in it, Patrick Labato, the regular guys, regular
the
people. The regulars are all showing up again.
So that should be fun.
I'm looking forward to it. I just have to sit there. That's the best. Well, that's after the run, walk, crawl. Can I bring a skateboard or something? I don't think I could ride a skateboard anymore.
No, I don't think you could. That'd be worse than you running.
Really? The tricks I used to do on a skateboard, now I can't even do. It's no fun getting old.
Mm-hmm.
You were never a skateboard person.
No.
Were you?
Because I never got the balance right. I'd always fall off.
Yeah. And you had the nice Ninja Turtle skateboard, right?
Yep, I had a very nice.
That you never used.
Nope. Never. Sold it at a garage sale. I still remember the person I sold it to.
Really?
Yep.
I think it cost Santa Claus $70 for that.
For that skateboard?
Yep.
That was a waste.
Well, anything Ninja Turtle, because you had the Ninja Turtle hockey game, too.
Yeah, the paddle hockey.
That you never used.
Yeah. No, I used that game.
No, I don't think you did.
I didn't have any friends to play.
Someone want to be my friend? I got the Ninja Turtle hockey game.
Bubble hockey, I think is a great term, but it wasn't quite.
It didn't have the bubble.
Mm-hmm. It was a good set, though.
Yeah. It had Shredder, didn't it? Have Shredder, and then had...
Because you'd play against the bad guys, so Shredder, I think, was the goalie.
Yeah.
But...
Good times.
Good times.
Anything else going on?
Well, no.
No? You going to the hockey game tonight?
I am going to see the Hurricanes lose. Padres are stinking.
Well, problem with the Padres, again, you have guys that... you lost... Chase Headley's not playing.
No.
And you have Jerko.
Is that how you pronounce his name? I was like, Gierko.
No, it's Jerko.
Jerko?
Jerko. I thought it was something else either, but I was watching the games this week, and the out-of-town... I go, are they just being cruel to the Padres? But then Dick Enberg said Jerko. And so I said, okay.
So is the thing still working for you?
Well, I don't know. It's free. The first week is free.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I didn't...
Using the baseball package for the TV or on the Apple TV?
No, on regular TV.
Oh, okay.
The first week they have it free, to try and entice you, but then your team is the worst team in baseball, so you kind of like a... Yeah, I'm not plopping that much.
Not the worst team in baseball.
Who's worse?
Marlins? Poor Heath Bell, man. I feel bad for him.
Well, how's he doing now?
Not doing well. I think he has like...
He's on Arizona now.
Yeah, with Arizona. I feel bad for
him. That was the one thing when the Padres... I said, don't sign him. I go, I said, don't sign him. He's not worth what you're going to try and pay. And I was right.
You were right.
And I like Heath Bell. Don't get me wrong. Heath Bell's a stand-up guy. He's a funny guy. He's a competitor. But I said, let him go. Mm-hmm. You only have so much money. Can't give you that much. Then they went out and gave all their money to Houston Street, whatever his name is. Gave him $7 million. I'm like, and they, of course, the outfielder they gave big contract to could only play on one leg. Quentin.
Carlos Quentin.
Carlos Quentin, who's a good player, but he's got one bad leg, and he can only play like 100 games a year, so they gave him $9 million a year.
All right, so anyhow, do you want to get some weird news?
Weird news.
All right, here we go.
You know, someone sent us some weird news.
I know. I wanted to read that one.
Okay.
Here we go.
Movie picks. Bada bada ba da 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 da. Movie picks. We should do the movie picks again. Hey, you gonna go see 42?
It looks interesting.
Everyone that has seen it ahead of time says it's outstanding.
Really? Okay.
I'm just going by people that have said.
That's what I've heard.
I probably won't be able to see it this week, though. I probably won't have time now that I have to go do the Damon Lindelof interview. I was all set to go see it, but now Damon Lindelof.
It's usually like 20 minutes. It'll be quick and easy.
Painless? It'll be like putting a Q-tip in your...
Quit it. Just quit with the Q-tips.
I'll do it for charity. I'll raise money for Autism Speaks. I'll put the Q-tip in my ear.
So the weird news that was sent to us by Ellie is not working. But it was a ferret poodle. Somebody bought a ferret poodle.
Yeah, I saw that. It turned out to be a ferret.
Yep. So I can't read that one, but I do have other weird news articles to work with. But thank you, Ellie, for sending that in. Florida man accused of stealing $75,000 worth of soup.
Soup?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you got a cold, like me, I've eaten a lot of soup the last couple weeks. Probably about $75,000 worth.
IKEA halts moose lasagna sales after finding pork.
Who? IKEA?
IKEA.
Okay.
They made moose lasagna.
I didn't know they... I thought they just made furniture.
No, they're famous for their food, too. Like, they have, like, Swedish meatballs and stuff like that. They have a... Usually in the middle of the IKEA.
I've never been in IKEA.
It's an experience. It is an experience.
I've seen it on TV.
And a flight is diverted after family complains about the movie.
I saw that one, yeah.
So what is your
opinion? Why couldn't they just have turned off the movie?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I just don't know the...
Well, what happened, I guess, well, I'll explain. I guess they had two young kids, and it was the movie that they wasn't appropriate for children, but they were showing on the big screen.
Uh-huh.
And the family wanted to, so they diverted the flight to Chicago.
Really?
Instead of just shutting the movie off. Anyway, let's go. What was the first one again? The soup. We got to go with the soup.
$75,000 worth of soup.
I got to know.
I'd do that if it was Carrabba's soup.
Well, maybe if my taste buds were working.
If you weren't dying.
It was a disappointment.
I'm sorry. It was fantastic for me. So.
I asked your mom, I said, was the soup, was it just not good? And she goes, no, your taste buds aren't working. I go, shouldn't have put that Q-tip in my mouth.
Stab it.
Ow!
A 51-year-old Orlando man was arrested on the charges that he stole a tractor trailer.
Wait, how old is he?
51.
51, okay.
Containing $75,000 worth of soup. Eusebio Diaz Acosta faces charges of grand theft of cargo worth $50,000 or more and grand theft of a motor vehicle following his arrest early Sunday on Florida's Turnpike. This is the first time the court's ever seen $75,000 worth of soup stolen, Hurley said Monday.
What kind of soup was it?
I don't know.
I think that's important.
Total value of the vehicle and its contents was $350,000.
Huh. So you're going to jail and you say, what'd you steal? Soup. We don't like your kind here. We don't like soup stealers.
Oh, anyway.
You imagine getting what you're going to go through in jail for stealing soup?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of things. It would take a lot for me to do something illegal that would, you know, cost, you know, mm-hmm. just because the whole thing. I've seen the movies and stuff like that. I've seen Shawshank. It's on AMC like every week. It was on this week.
Well, anywho.
So stealing soup would be a no-no for me.
That is. So let's move on to our poll of the week. Which
the poll question of the week was your favorite Beatles song.
So what ended up winning?
In My Life.
I could see that. What came second?
Let It Be. Here Comes the Sun. Day in the Life was fourth. That Eleanor was Rigby. Pick. Hey Jude. While My Guitar. You know, it's funny. They went more with the melody ones, not the peppy ones.
Yeah, I figured they'd go with that.
I was kind of thinking, okay.
About like She Loves You would be.
She loves you. Yeah. I was thinking more peppy, something not that lovers
would be sappy.
Something not that lovers would be crap. Yesterday was up there. I could see that, but Fool on the Hill. But I was like, I was a little shocked that the peppier songs didn't get more love.
So I have an idea for a poll.
Okay.
And I think it should be the best Tom Hanks movie ever.
Wow, that's a good one.
There's a lot of good Tom Hanks movies.
My favorite Tom Hanks movie is That Thing You Do.
It would almost be that for me. Because you get Toy Story's in there too, because he was in he's Woody in Toy Story.
Yeah, I cry too much during that one.
Apollo 13, Forrest Gump, Castaway.
I forgot about Apollo 13.
Castaway is the reason why there's Survivor and Lost.
I forgot about Apollo 13. That's another good one.
Apollo 13's fantastic.
Forrest Gump.
Philadelphia. I said Philadelphia. Forrest Gump.
Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan, yep.
Joe versus a Volcano.
Catch Me If You Can.
Joe versus a Volcano.
Bachelor Party. Big.
Bachelor Party is good.
So that's the poll for this week. Best Tom or your favorite Tom Hanks
movie. The Suburbs. In the Suburbs?
I don't know. Never seen it.
Okay.
And that's all the time we have for this week's show. We do have to go run and do a hockey game.
The good old hockey game.
But we will see you guys next week. We'll see you this weekend for everybody coming out for our Autism Speaks podcast. Again, we have moved to a new feed. So if you have any questions about that process, please contact Colleen at jandjacktv@gmail.com. She's and her and Rob have been doing a fantastic job putting that together. It's been working well for everybody so far.
I've had no problem with it.
And you can give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
Again, that's 206-309-0311. Calling time with your questions, comments, and or theories. That's all we got. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.